Well, I'm standing outside the son of the, I think we'll have to say, former president of Kyrgyzstan, who was really unseated in a very dramatic fashion yesterday after a day of chaos in which elite police opened fire on protesters in Bishkek, where I am now, the capital of Kyrgyzstan, and killed 60 people and wounded 300 others. Now, I'm now standing outside the cottage of the president's son, Maxime, and it's being looted in front of me. I don't know if you can hear the banging and the chiseling. People have, the houses have already kind of burned down, the three in a small complex, and people are removing the trees from the front garden. They're currently bashing off the drain pipe, and there's a whole crowd of sightseers here who've come to watch. And I have to say, the mood is, in Kyrgyzstan at the moment, is really very angry. There's absolute fury at the president, who we can only assume gave the order yesterday to open fire on these unarmed demonstrators. People are fed up. They say that basically they're unemployed, that prices have gone up for everything, and that they've reached the end of their tether.
Luke, who's in control?
Well, that's a good question. There's a new interim government in Kyrgyzstan, which took over last night, headed by a woman called Rosa Atambayeva. She's a former foreign minister who was an ally of the Kyrgyz. Now, she's unveiled a new kind of cabinet. She's appealed for calm, and she says the government isn't going to make any hasty decisions, and she won't say yet whether it will try and wrest the Kyrgyz. But she says that they are going to try and set up a new institution and have three elections within about 6 months' time to elect a new president. But you can hear the crashing down behind me there. Windows are being smashed just to my left. But I think the real answer to your question is that no one is in control. There are no police on the streets at all in the capital of Bishkek, where I am. There are crowds and crowds of young men milling around the main government building, which is smouldering. It's still on fire. It's been completely looted, and there are burnt, wrecked vehicles rammed into the gates with people standing on them. And at the moment, I would say the mood is relatively calm, but I suspect that as the day goes on and we head towards nightfall, that there will be more rioting like there was last night, and more damage of the kind that I'm witnessing right in front of me.